Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School, and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, September 20th, 1951. Comamere School welcomes new students. On this day, September 20th, 1951, an article in the Barbados Advocate informed the public that Comamere School admitted 150 new students when the school opened on the previous Tuesday. 63 of the new students were assigned to the junior school and 52 to the preparatory department. Headmaster Major C. Newt, while addressing the student body in the hall, revealed that the school roll was presently 570, but expected that number to increase as there had been many requests for transfers from other schools. The advocate was informed that this was the first year that Comamere began the new academic year in September, as in former years, the school's academic year began in January. The shift to a September start came at the behest of the Department of Education, which sought to implement standard practices across the island. Due to the changed date to the academic year, this was the first cohort of boys to be admitted to the school since January 1950. Among new staff members for the ensuing year were Mr. A. Seeley, who had previously taught in St. Kitts, and Mr. P.C. Scott, who was formerly attached to the Trinidad and Tobago Teaching Service. Both Mr. Seeley and Mr. Scott would teach Latin and French. Joining the staff from Harrison College were Mr. E.L. Graves and Mr. R.E. Wilson. Teachers on study leave were Mr. J.C. L. Drakes at the University College of the West Indies, Jamaica, Mr. H.G. Brewster at Loughborough College, England, Mr. C. Moore at Durham University, and Mr. C. W. Wickham, who was awarded a special scholarship by the Caribbean Commission to study in Puerto Rico. Several of Comamere's notable accomplishments, highlighted by Major Newt, included a beautifully equipped library, as well as a new geography room, with an assortment of instruments, including a projector and an epidioscope. He noted that music at the school continued to flourish under the dynamic stewardship of Mr. Gerald Hudson and Mr. James Millington. Major Newt ended his progress review by saying that Comamere School looks forward with confidence to the future and will go from strength to strength.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.